I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. In the year or so that we've been doing this program, I've learned a little. mostly osmosis. I don't sit down and study the material. But you live in a different world where you're actually asked to teach people things.
Oh, yes. I've been very fortunate. I've taught entomology during the summer for the past 2 years at Virginia Commonwealth University. And just this fall, I began teaching entomology at the University of Richmond and Randolph-Macon College. I've always been interested in formal and informal science education, and I think it started when I was in high school, and my high school biology teacher invited me along to teach an insect merit badge for the Boy Scouts. It was really exciting for me to see the lights go on with them. I realize a lot of people don't like insects, and I also realize that a lot of my students aren't necessarily excited about insects either. I mean, this is a course they have to take in order to graduate, but then they really get into it. I've had students who flat out admit, I don't like insects. I don't think I'm going to do very well in this course because I think they're icky, and I don't even want to touch them. And I had a couple of students at the end who gave me the icky speech early on, down in there with their bare hands, and they're excited about their new discoveries. That's the great thing about insects, is that you're making personal discoveries all the time, and it's fun to be a part of that.
Here, hold this velvet ant.
It sounds like the beginnings of a Gary Larson cartoon. No, I'm the straight man in all this. I don't want anybody to get hurt, and I don't make fun of people for their fears or anxieties or what they have never had the opportunity to look at before. It's a great way for me to see how they view the natural world, and it helps me be a better teacher, keeps me fresh by trying to come up with new and different techniques and ideas for introducing them to what I've always thought to be a very fascinating, compelling world of insects. A lot of students will start the class and working in the lab with insect specimens, they will wear a mask over their face because they don't want to inhale anything, and they wear latex gloves. They didn't grow up running along creeks and turning over rocks and picking through logs looking for stuff like I did. I admire their willingness to try something so new. They did not sign up to be hot and sticky and miserable on a night where the air is just filled with insects circling around a light and gets in their hair and their face. But they're out there willing to do it. And I've watched the transformation, again, by the end of the course, where the gloves are off, the mask is off, their face is down in there, they're excited about what they're looking at and the new discoveries. And I'm not trying to turn everyone into an entomologist. That's not the point of my teaching these courses. But I am trying to get them to appreciate insects and the role they play. And if nothing else, get them to appreciate the value of people that do study these insects and possibly help support the institutions that work with entomology.
Well, I remember one of the comments that you made early on is there's only two types of people in the world, those who love insects and those who don't yet know they love insects.
That's right. You got it.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. Take off your mask, your rubber gloves, and your safety glasses and look at the photos and listen to the audio and check out the links at Art's blog on ideastations.org/radio/bugs.